Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM, and you can also hear us at catholicaudiomedia.com. That's catholicaudiomedia.com, and if this is your first time tuning into our podcast, we're happy you are here. I just want to welcome you and hope that our words touch your heart. If you're returning to our program, then welcome back, and if you're enjoying what we're doing here, please pass the word. Please let people know. We want to spread the word. We want people to know, and we want to increase the audience. So please consider doing that. And also remember, you can contact us through our contact tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And that's great if you could do that. That really lets people know that the show is touching you and it's important to you and you tune into the show, or even if it's your first time. And it's important so that we can let other people know as well. And if you want us to pray for things that you may have needs, we'd be happy to do that. By the way, if you'd like to donate to the show, go to catholicaudiomedia.com/donate. That's catholicaudiomedia.com/donate. You can also write to us at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about something I said in my homily on Sunday. I kind of went on a tangent. It happens to be one of my biggest pet peeves when it comes to people dealing with teaching in the church. And that is that prayer is an essential aspect of teaching in the church. This is something that has been missed for decades, if not a century. I really blame, this is going to get people sending me comments, I really blame the Baltimore Catechism for it. Because the Baltimore Catechism, people will tell you that they listened to the Baltimore Catechism gave them the very facts of the faith. Well, there's a truth to that to a point, but our faith is rooted in our interrelation, our relationship with Jesus Christ, our friendship with Jesus Christ. Now, I know there are some people in the Catholic community that go, oh, the relationship with Jesus Christ, that's not a Catholic thing. Good, take it up with Cardinal Sarah, because he talks about it in his book, The Day Is Now Far Spent, as well as some of his other books. So do many of the saints. Yes, it is that intimate relationship with Christ through the indwelling of the Holy Trinity with us, and we seek Christ, we seek to have that relationship with Christ, we seek to have that relationship with the community of Christ, which is the church, both that on earth and that in heaven. And we look at all of that as being our relationship with Christ, and we experience that relationship with prayer. Now, say, for example, well, I don't have to say, for example, it happens to be the truth. On Tuesdays, I'm part of an international group called Fraternity of Priests. And on Tuesdays, we're a group of priests that meet up at, and I can say, there's nothing secret about this, at St. Basil's Monastery up in Methuen. And we meet there every Tuesday for prayer, for fellowship, and for also sharing of how our life is going. Now, the prayer is adoration in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and we do that. Now, there's different forms of adoration, but they're all there. Now, on Wednesday nights at the St. Anthony Parish, we have a silent form of adoration. And adoration is a kind of prayer. We as Catholics believe that the Eucharist is the body and blood of Christ. That's what we as Catholics believe. So, in that adoration, what we are doing is we're sitting before the Lord in his presence in the body and blood of Christ. It also has some cultural expressions that are very different. And some people in the northern hemisphere get very upset about what they see people doing in the southern hemisphere, although it's all good worship. And that is in the southern hemisphere, especially among the Latino community, what you will find is that there'll be a procession of the Eucharist, which is called Eucharistic procession, obviously, but the Eucharist is in a monstrance, which is that monstrance comes from the Latin word meaning to show. So I know it's a horrible word in light of English, but it really comes from the Latin word to show, mostrar, and it means to show. So it's a showing of the Lord in his presence in the Eucharist. And so we'll have a Eucharistic procession. And some people, especially in the southern hemisphere or south of the Rio Grande, that means from, I know your geography, but just to make it understand, that really is from Mexico all the way down and down to Argentina. Tierra del Fuego in Argentina. And what you find there is this expression of reaching out to touch the monstrance, which many people in the northern hemisphere would never do. They would be shocked to see it. Why are they doing that? Well, if Jesus was walking by, wouldn't you reach out to touch his cloak? And it's that expression, and it's really an intense experience that people have. And it's based on that idea. So anyway, there's different ways of experiencing that expression. There's different ways of celebrating our faith in Christ. And this is one of the ways. But the central point of it is it is one of many, 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 many forms of prayer. And prayer is an essential aspect of what it means to be a Catholic. If we are not praying, we are not living the Catholic faith. Shall I say it again? If we are not praying, we are not living the Catholic faith. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony, the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here in WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. In the Catholic Church, December 8th is the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. This is the patronal feast of the United States. As you know, the purpose of this program is to help listeners grow in holiness and closer to Christ. Please, therefore, consider a rosary novena in preparation for our patronal feast. The intention of these 9 days is that we may grow holier and we may grow a holier family, parish, and church. We want to become signs of Christ's love in all we do. Therefore, starting on November 30th, please begin a rosary novena. Also consider some self-denial as well during these days, such as do not use social media, or even fast from desserts, or some other decision. If possible, pray your rosary in the church in front of the tabernacle or in front of a live-streamed Eucharistic adoration online at home. Let us pray that we may grow in holiness as we prepare for the patronal feast of the Immaculate Conception on December 8th. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our website. You can check out the archives of the show. You can check out the Substack newsletter. You can support our show. You can send us feedback. You can send us prayer requests. Do all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're talking about different forms of prayer, and then we talked about adoration. For those of you who do not understand what we do, that's what adoration is. I remember this great story of I don't know if you know, I used to be a chaplain to a bull rider, three-time world champion bull rider, Adriana Marias, who is a member of Council Nova, which is the same community that Father Adriano Zandana, not related, is. So kind of interesting. And another chaplain to the bull riders, chaplain to the PBR, went with Adriano down to Council Nova, which is where Father Adriano and I are connected. And prayer is an essential part of Council Nova. And one of the things that he saw, he says, people are sitting in front of this gold box. What does this mean? Well, obviously, he's an evangelical, and he didn't understand what that is. And I'm sure there's some part of his evangelical background that would just go, what is this? And in fact, what it is, it's a form of prayer, because we as Catholics believe Christ is present in the Eucharist. So it is a form of prayer before Christ. Well, our prayer is an essential part, and I know I've talked about this other places, essential part of what it means. And when I hear, it's one of my pet peeves, when I hear bishops talk about rules and not talk about prayer, I get really, really upset. I mean, not like I'm doing what Jesus would do, which would be tip over tables and stuff. Not that I'm doing that. But you hear what I'm saying. It's like, and that's why I said it in my homily. I hate it when I hear that. Oh, we have to follow Catholic teaching. You're not going to follow Catholic teaching if you're not praying. And if we're not teaching people to pray, stop telling them to follow Catholic teaching until you teach people to pray. And, you know, is that the way he just said that to certain people? Yes, he did. Really important, because that's essential. Now, let me tell you something I can add to this, because I mentioned this in the context of the bishop's meeting last week. It is no secret that our Cardinal Archbishop Sean O'Malley is a person of prayer. I lived with him for 2 years. I know he is a person of prayer and takes prayer very seriously. You can tell because he takes his Franciscan heritage and his Franciscan vows very seriously. So that's a great model, and I understand that. And I will tell you that prayer is an essential part of who we are. And our church gets into trouble when we don't focus on prayer and we focus on rules. And I think that's one of the problems that's happened in our church over the past, we'll say, 70 years, especially with the clergy abuse crisis, because they were teaching rules, but they weren't teaching prayer. I remember someone once said to me, the only one who was writing on prayer at one time back during the 60s was Thomas Merton and maybe Fulton Sheen. Prayer is essential. Matter of fact, Fulton Sheen said a priest has to do a prayer, a holy hour every single day. And you know, I've told you the story before. I do one all the time. I do one every day, even on my days off. It's an essential part of who we are. If we don't pray, we cannot live our Catholic teaching. That means it's part of Catholic teaching. So even if you're not a Catholic, it applies to you. If you do not pray, you cannot live the commandments. You can say, well, I can live the commandments without prayer. Well, okay, go ahead, try. We have to be people who pray. And when we don't focus on, that's why I get so upset, and that's why I said it during my homily last Sunday. You gave us a whole list of how you're going to teach people about the Eucharist. You gave us a whole list of how wonderful it is that people are living Catholic teaching, but you didn't use the word pray. And we cannot live as people of faith if we aren't praying. Tomorrow is going to be an important day, because it's an important day where it's recognized about prayer. But we also need to understand it within the full context, how we teach on prayer, how we live on prayer. If we are not praying, we are not doing what Jesus calls us to do. Thank you for listening to this program. I hope you have a good Thanksgiving tomorrow. We will be on the air tomorrow, so do enjoy. In the meantime, please let people know where to find our program. We're here at 9:50 a.m. WROL at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. In Cristo vivimos.